Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio.
Yeah.
Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you.
Grindhouse Pro Wrestling, no love. Girl Fight Wrestling, no love. Infinite Pro Wrestling, no love. And Emerge Wrestling, no love as well. Between the Ropes Radio Valentine's Day night feeds in to all the listeners. Why? I'm your boy Ty Ashbury. No love for the victims of these promotions, because tonight love can be cruel. My dark, beautiful guest, she's back. She may tell us what arena she's going to bring darkness to. Here she is, making her return. Miss Charlie Cruel is back. Miss Charlie, my girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. No better way to spend my Valentine's Day evening with one of the greatest wrestlers in the world today. You are back. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great Valentine's Day for you, but I don't know for me. I mean, I didn't know how to spend my Valentine's Day with you.
Well, you know, I biggest thing of all, I know you'd rather be in the ring, you know, kicking somebody's butt, you know, beating up everybody in the ring. That's what you do best. But the biggest thing is you took the time out to be on Between the Ropes Radio. It's much appreciated.
I'm sorry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just saying, it's just it's an honor to have you back on the show. It's been a long time since you brought the darkness to Between the Ropes Radio.
Oh yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Now it's been a long time since, of course, you've been on the show. Of course, you have done much damage to the promotions that I talked about in the opening and to your victims. So actually, this show is about what you've been up to. Of course. Titles, how many titles you won, all the butt you've been kicking in the ring. So if you're ready to do a catch-up, you ready to do that?
Yeah, of course. Let's go.
Now, of course, I'm sure you left 2018 dark and, of course, twisted in wrestling. Now, if there's such a thing, what did you learn about yourself, if there was something from last year?
Something that I learned last year, it was my first year in wrestling, so pretty much everything that I could learn possible I learned last year, because your first year of wrestling is so important, because that's, you know, the year that you get to learn and the year you get to really, you know, bring out the wrestler that you wanted to be since you were a kid. And I guess really I learned last year, you know, like I said, just everything possible I could learn. I learned more how to be aggressive, how to be dominating, and I've been hurt so many times that, like, you know, built up to that moment. So, yeah.
Now, do you feel, you're talking, of course, you mentioned your in-ring abilities, that they definitely took a step, you know, further, which in a big positive way. Do you feel like your character, I mean, because we all know, you know, your character is out of this world. It's just great. Do you feel your character in some capacity definitely took a huge step in 2018?
Oh, definitely. I first started off by being the I didn't really wear much, and then when time started going, I started adding more to my gimmick, to my gear, to what I look like. Now, you know, now you see me with the blood on my face and the blood down my chest and giant, you know, triangles under my eyes, and you just never, like Chris Silvio told me, you just never stop adding stuck to your gimmick. You know, you just keep adding things more to your gimmick. And I feel like I'm going to do that more, and even to your look. So I feel like I'm going to do that more in 2019 than I did in 2018.
And I mean, like 2018 is definitely going to be the year. I feel that is definitely going to be the year of course, Charlie Cruel. Now, we've talked about many victims that, of course, lay behind you in your wrestling journey up to this point. Now, for the victims that faced you last year who felt the darkness of Charlie Cruel, what do you think their thoughts are after they stepped in the ring with you? What do you think they're laying on the mat down and out? What do you think they were thinking at that point in time?
They're probably thinking that they're stupid to have been great out of a match with me. That's probably what they're thinking. I'm just saying, I mean, if I was another person and I was told, like, hey, you're going to have a match with the Beautiful Nightmare Charlie Cruel, I'd be shaking in my boots. You know, it's never fun time. I mean, I'm not going to go in there and be all happy-go-lucky. I'm going to be in there and I'm going to fight and I'm going to destroy you. I destroy dreams. I don't care about dreams. I love nightmares. Nightmares are so much more fun than dreams.
And, of course, any opponent who has faced Charlie Cruel up to this point, who's listening to the show live, heard what this lady said. I mean, it's just, if you have to face her again, you're sleeping the night before the match, I'd be scared too. I mean, you may want to reconsider and just throw, no thanks, a note, you know, to whoever the promoter is, which you all know you can't do in wrestling, but this lady is definitely talking a serious deal. Miss Charlie Cruel is live here on Between the Ropes Radio. Now, Miss Charlie, what do you feel like? What was your darkest match of 2000?
That's a good one. I've had a lot of different matches. I can't really think of my darkest. Like I said, like 2019 is going to be definitely, no worries, going to definitely be like the darkest year for me. I mean, pretty much any match I've had with Ronnie Big Bang Nicole has always been such a dark and mysterious match, and she really brings out, you know, the darkest side of me. So,
well, but it sounds like to me too, this is probably like definitely a mutual respect between you two as well.
There definitely is. She's my mentor, so every match I pretty much have with her is. I mean, she's never going to take it easy on me, and I'm never going to, you know, take it easy on really anybody. But, you know, there is a mutual respect. There's, she's my mentor. She's, you know, she's one of the person that, like, I first went against, and I didn't know anything. And then, like, when I started having more matches with her, I started learning more and more every single match we have together.
Good stuff. Definitely good stuff. There's nothing better than, well, most importantly, your mentor, somebody who could definitely bring the best out in you. And every time you know you're going to face that person again, you just get goosebumps. And, of course, you being Charlie Cruel, you know, you definitely have to bring, like, super darkness over that person as well.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Charlie,
I was talking to my grandma. That's right, I have a grandma, you know. Everyone has grandmas. My last match I had with her was in Delaware, and I was telling people, you know, this is a huge match and huge moment for me, not only because I get to make my debut in Delaware, that's like Pennsylvania that I've ever actually wrestled for, but it's a huge match because it was with my mentor, and she hasn't wrestled me or anything for months. So wrestling with her was amazing, and I had goosebumps. I had chills up and down my spine. I had a great match with her, and we're gonna have a rematch in Columbus, Ohio, I believe March 9th for Infinite.
And this, actually, this is a question that's out of the blue. I know you mentioned you talked about you made your debut wrestling in Delaware. I remember you brought up Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, is that somewhere, of course, you wrestled before, but you're trying to get more into the wrestling in Pennsylvania groove?
Wait, repeat that? I'm sorry.
You talked about, of course, Delaware. You wrestled in Delaware. You briefly mentioned Pennsylvania. Are you, you know, is Charlie Kroll trying to make her way, you know, more into Pennsylvania and get, you know, a taste of the Keystone State a little more as far as wrestling in Pennsylvania?
I would love, like I said, like I would love to wrestle everywhere, every state, every country there is possible. I want to leave my mark in every state. That's been my goal for a very long time. I mean, WWE is like my main focus because I mean, that's where I want to be one day. That's where I wanted to be when I was a kid. But right now, like, I also have a goal to pretty much leave my mark everywhere I go. I left a mark in Delaware. I left a last, you know, and I left my mark in Pennsylvania when I was there last time. I'm leaving my mark everywhere in Indiana and, you know, everywhere I can possible in Ohio and all that. Just, I never, like, if there's a place that wants me, I'm definitely going to be, yes, I will go work for you. So, yeah, I would love to go back to Pennsylvania. Angel Gate Pro Wrestling is another company that was the one I worked for when I was in Pennsylvania, and I would like to go back there sometime.
Well, you know, you mentioned the biggest show in town, WWE. And actually, when you mentioned it, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, Charlie Kroll, one day main eventing a WrestleMania. It has a kick to it. Good. Sounds pretty damn good to me.
It sounds really damn good to me.
really damn good. Does have a ring to it. And we're talking about things that are pretty damn good. You're listening live to a pretty damn good episode of Between the Ropes Radio on this Valentine's Day evening. Love can be cruel tonight. And when I just said cruel, you know who's live with me, Miss Charlie Kroll. So if you have any questions for her, comments, of course, beautiful nightmare. The one and only Charlie Kroll. Hey, call in live and talk to us here on Between the Ropes Radio, 646-716-5926. Of course, on this Valentine's Day, Thursday night. Now, Miss Charlie, to close 2018, in your own words, Charlie Kroll, .. the wrestling world.
To close 2018, you know what? I'm stuck on that one. Like I say, like, it's always Charlie Kroll versus the world. It's me versus everyone. I don't like to partner up with people. I don't have a manager anymore because I'm like, you know, and Jason Saint, he's great. If you ever get a chance to book him as a manager for one of your shows, please do. Even commentator, he can be a lot of things. But no, I don't have a manager anymore. I'm sorry, give me a second. Where are you at, Grandma? Just go back to the Circle K you went through. Yeah, the Circle K you picked me up at. I'm sorry. Jason, you know, he's not my manager anymore. But I found out that, like, I'm just better off by myself. You know, I'm not somebody to team up with. There's parts where, like, I may have a little time teaming up with someone, but other than that, like, I'm a loner. I love to just do things on my own and be my own person and be very independent. So,
yeah, and that's the thing, too. You brought up a good point, Ms. Charlie, is that, I mean, for you, I mean, I think a lot of your fans, supporters, would just definitely, like, strike that theory in our mind that you're not the type of performer that would need a manager. I mean, because you can kick 10 people's asses. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, you just don't, to me, definitely don't seem like the type who needs anybody. I mean, you're just doing that dark road on your own. You're just like, you have that, the loner persona. You just do your own thing. And I just, for me, Charlie Kroll doesn't need anybody. She does her own thing.
That's right. And you say it actually correct. I want to do my own thing. I don't want to be the next this. I don't want to be the next that. I want to be the first Charlie Kroll, and that's final. And some people may say, but you look like this or you look like this. No, I look like myself. You're not going to go around and seeing people with blood on their face and blood on their chest. And, you know, what the backstory of just me having this fake blood on me is that that's the blood of every single victim I have dominated. That's their blood. That's on me. And I take that everywhere I go, every state, every promotion, doesn't matter where, their blood goes with me.
Now, of course, I watched this match the other day. We were getting ready for the show, going over things about the show, and I definitely loved it. I didn't know this is the first time you ever done one. This is the first time you ever done one of these, but of course, February 12th, Darkness saw its first ever street fight. You took on Chloe, and of course, I saw it. I love the match. Now, you two lock up again. You know, what can we expect the next time?
With me and who?
Chloe.
Chloe? Oh, with, oh, yeah, Chloe. See, I said who because, like, genuinely, who is she? I went there, and immediately I was told, hey, you're going to be in a street fight. I didn't sign up for a street fight, all right? This was not fair for me. But no matter what, did you see me win? You saw me win, right? See, that's
exactly,
I
know you definitely
got
the W. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what or who I go against. It can be any stipulation. I'm going to get that victory. Doesn't matter what I have to do. She's the one who had her back turned to me. I was playing possum, and I got the roll up. That's fair. And she wants to call me a cheating hoe? Chloe, sweetie, if you're listening to this, I didn't cheat. I just won. I competed. And that's what I got. And if you want to go again in a street fight, I'll take you on anywhere. I'll take you on in the actual street for an actual street fight. It doesn't matter to me. Because that blood that's now on me is also from her. Just keep going straight.
I would have to say, seeing you two ladies again in an actual street fight, in an actual street, I'm talking like Rocky V style, that would be something I'm sure everybody would love to pay and see if that happened again, you two ladies locking up again. I would definitely, your boy Ty Asbury would love to see that.
Just stop me right here. Yeah, just drop me over here. Sorry, I'm trying to talk to my grandma. I'll talk to you at the same time.
Nah, it's okay. It's okay. You never know what's going to happen on Between the Ropes Radio. But, yeah, the match that you and Chloe had, I watched it on Facebook, and it was just, you two went in the concession stand and everything, and it was just a drag-out fight. And you and Chloe, I'm not going to be surprised if that happens again.
No, it's definitely going to be a drag-out fight. I mean, like she said, she loves to have street fights, but I wasn't even asked to be in a street fight. Pondo told me that I was going to be in a street fight right when I got to the door. All right? I wasn't prepared, but you know what? Did you see me get the W? Doesn't matter if I'm prepared or not. I'm going to win. Charlie Cruel wins against anybody. Any opponent, anywhere. It doesn't matter. I'll go against the biggest person, the littlest person, the strongest person. It doesn't matter. I love wrestling, and if somebody wants to try to challenge me, I'll do it. I'll take it.
Couldn't have been said any better, of course. Now, Miss Charlie, this next segment, I'm going to call this. This next segment will be, can they handle this? Cruel to the next level. Now, I'm going to mention all these promotions, and of course, when I mention these promotions, this is pretty much heading into, of course, 2019. Like, first thing that comes into your mind about these promotions, in which this pretty much this segment is centered around these. First, let's talk about, of course, Grindhouse Pro Wrestling for you heading into 2019.
First off, I want to say, if you're listening to this, Grindhouse Pro Wrestling is definitely the place to be if you want to be a wrestler, manager, referee, whatever you want to be. That's definitely the place to train. That's definitely the place to be. So definitely go there. We have a show every Sunday. We always put on a good show. We're one of the best promotions running right now in that area. But, no, for 2019, I mean, January 19th, it was me versus newcomer Billy Starks, and I won because she wanted to come into my home, try to be better than me. She thought she was better than me, and she ended up getting her ass kicked. No one thinks they're better than me. No one. No one is better than me. And you know what? In March, next month, it's going to be a rematch. And you want to know what's going to happen then? Same freaking results. Grindhouse is cruel. And they're going to keep being cruel. That's my home. I am the woman. The freaking woman of Grindhouse Pro Wrestling. I was the first woman there. I was their first ever woman student to ever be part of Grindhouse. I deserve the world. I am the reason there are even women starting to have a division at Grindhouse. I am that reason. I am the women's division of Grindhouse Pro Wrestling. And that's final.
Hey, Grindhouse Pro Wrestling, like Miss Charlie said, referee, manager, whatever, this is the place to be. If you want to get your professional wrestling career started, definitely check out this promotion that is tearing it up. Next up, we have Girl Fight Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I just did a Girl Fight show like we just talked about versus Chloe in the Street Fight in Indianapolis. Girl Fight is a place that's going pretty much everywhere. Right now, they're usually just located at the Jeffersonville Arena. I believe their next show is going to be at the Jeffersonville Arena. It's going to be a Gender Wars promotion. It's going to be me versus Freddie Hudson, who is also a Grindhouse student. So I'm very – he's well-known to me, and I'm well-known to him. So this is going to be a match. It's going to be a fight. I mean, dude is – like my brother, and I'm going to fight him like he is my brother. So it's definitely, I mean, that and so much more is going to happen. There's going to be a show they're going to be having in Tennessee. It's going to be a tag match with me and Marie Storm. You know, it's going to be awesome. So Girl Fight is, if you're wanting to see awesome women matches that you don't only see on WWE, but you see, and you want to just sit down and watch some women go head-to-head, Girl Fight Wrestling is the definite place to be. So definitely get your tickets, go there, watch some awesome girl fights. So
awesome. Awesome. Girl Fight Wrestling. Next on the list, we have Infinite Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I love – that's actually the place me and Ronnie Nicole are wrestling at. We had our first match – in Delaware together for Infinite Pro. It was my debut. She's wrestled for Infinite Pro before. I'm still new to it. So, and then we're having a rematch in Columbus, Ohio, March 9th, like I talked about. And I believe I'm going to be there again in April. So Infinite Pro is another place that is – what's so great about Infinite Pro is that, like, it doesn't just stay at one place. It travels everywhere. They're going to be back in Delaware April. March, they're having their show in Columbus, Ohio. This month, they had, you know, the show in Delaware. They go pretty much everywhere. So Infinite Pro is, like, my first experience there. The fans are very dedicated. I've only, you know, witnessed the Delaware fans, but apparently the Columbus fans are like 10 times more dedicated. But they have such a huge fan base. And they had Jimmy Hart there, which was amazing. I love Jimmy to death. And so much more. So I'm excited, and I ended up getting the victory over Ronnie, which was huge for me. It was just a huge upset. No one would have even imagined that I would end up getting the win over Ronnie Nicole. I never got – that was my first victory over Ronnie. I wrestled her 3 times before, and that was my first ever victory that I got over her. So we're going to have a rematch in Columbus, Ohio, and honestly, I hope it's going to be the same results as last time. Because no matter what, like I told Ronnie, you know, every single month, every single week, I'm just going to get better. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to be more educated in wrestling. It's going to be an amazing adventure. It's going to be an amazing journey. So if you're in the Columbus, Ohio area, or you don't mind traveling to a different state to see a show, Infinite Pro is the place to be. So.
Well, definitely, Miss Charlotte, I definitely have to say on the show, I mean, we've talked about it, definitely. Like I said, me being based here in Pennsylvania and Jersey, like I said, definitely, definitely biggest thing of all for your boy Ty Asbury is to get Charlie Kroll into New Jersey, Pennsylvania, like I said, because you are the next biggest thing going on in the world of professional wrestling, where all these states have to feel some darkness of Charlie Kroll, definitely, without no doubt. And last but not least, because we on this episode of Between the Ropes Radio has emerged as one of the biggest episodes of Between the Ropes Radio whenever you're on, Emerge Wrestling.
I love Emerge Wrestling. I tell the fans there every single time. It's like literally one of the only places I'm actually staying at. Ked Tech, you'll never see me staying again. That is the only place that I've actually ever stayed. The fans are the most, I'm just saying, the most capitalized, the most dedicated fans literally in the Indiana area, in that area, anywhere. They have the most dedicated fan base there at Emerge. The same fans go to every single show. They don't miss a show. Every single time I have a match, every single time my entrance music hits and I enter that curtain, they're there to welcome me to Columbus, Indiana, and it's such an amazing feeling. They make me feel so loved there. And for the past few months, you know, I've been nothing but feuding with current Emerge Women's Champion Haley Shadows. And every single time, I'm getting really sick and tired of this. Every single time, you know, my first match at Emerge Wrestling was against Rachel Bostic, and I ended up getting the victory over her. That made me include going off and facing Haley Shadows for the Emerge Women's Championship, which she ended up cheating to win. And I was like, okay, next time this isn't going to happen. I'm going to get that title. We ended up having a rematch, and she ended up putting her feet on the rope. I watched the tape back over and over again. She just put her feet on the rope, and she got the three count. And she's lucky. She is lucky that she got out of there as quick as she did, because I was fired up. I was furious. And for once, I need that title in my life. I mean, I told Ricky, I told Donnie, I told everybody, no matter what, nothing is going to stop me from getting that title and facing Haley Shadows again and beating her and welcoming her to her cruel reality. That title will be mine, and I don't know when the next time we'll go one-on-one with each other, but I know it will be sometime soon, and I know that this time I'm not going to let her get the best of me. She may have got the best of me the last two times, but not this time. Not this time at all.
We all know she's getting pissed off because in the end, when the smoke is clear, Kroll always prevails, and Kroll is definitely cool as well. Now, Miss Charlie, I have to ask you because, you know, on Between the Ropes Radio, I might have asked you this before the last time you were on the show. We do the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. I don't know if you remember this because it's been so long since you've been on the show, but I'm going to ask you this. This is something you got to think about. Like I said, Charlie Kroll does it all. I know she can get this answer for this question. Now, today, of course, is Love Day, but as we all know, Charlie Kroll gives no love. We know that. But she's starting her own women's pay-per-view, and it has to have the word love in it. What does she name it?
What do I name it?
Yeah.
Definitely Love Can Be Cruel. I mean, just like the podcast, just Love Can Be Cruel. That would be awesome, actually. Well, on women pay-per-view, Love Can Be Cruel. That would be pretty good, actually. That wouldn't be bad for a name of one of the shows either. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, you know, if you do go beyond, you go that route and, you know, think of that, if somebody comes up to you for an idea for a show, don't forget about your boy Ty Asbury, you know, kind of, you know, insert me in there a little bit. And
I will.
You know, like, well, you always take care of me, so that's one thing I'll always say. Like, you're always, you know, like, of course, definitely great to me as well. Now, of course, Miss Charlie, this episode of Between the Ropes Radio has been cruel. this Valentine's Day night special of the show, I want to end out this episode by asking you, where can we see you lay out all your victims next upcoming for your matches? Because we know you are a busy lady. So what's up next for the great, the darkness, Charlie Cruel? Tom, what's going on?
Well, this Saturday I will be in Berwyn, Illinois for Berwyn Championship Wrestling versus upcomer Elena Black. And that match I'm very excited for. We both have similar – we both want to dominate. We both want to do this. So it's pretty much at this point, like, who is the darkest? Who's more dark, me or her? That's what it's going to come down to. The 23rd of this month, which is a Saturday, I will be back at Battle on the Border in West Harrison, Ohio. I love Battle on the Border. If you never checked out that show, it never fails to put on a good show. So much great talent. Freaking Adam Rose is there. So many people are there. Sometimes, like, if I'm available on a Friday, I would head down to WCWO in Indianapolis, Indiana. Besides that, like, that's all I have for the rest of March. Or, I'm sorry, the rest of February. March, I already told you, I will be back in Infinite Pro March 9th. I'm heading to PWA Wrestling, Springfield, Illinois, on March 2nd. I have a lot of shows. Actually, if you go to my page on Charlie Cruel page, I have every single show I'm going to be having upcoming pinned to the top of my profile. So if you want to check that out, go for it. And come watch your favorite cruel reality. Lay down everything. Take on everybody. Doesn't matter, man, woman. I'm not scared of anybody. So,
you know, this lady right here is definitely the blueprint of the fighter. She'll take on anybody, like she said. This lady, definitely, like I've said hundreds of times, is the future of professional wrestling. And Miss Charlie, I'm going to ask you, of course, since the tagline tonight was Love Can Be Cruel here on Between the Ropes Radio, as usual, how much love does Between the Ropes Radio get from Charlie Cruel tonight here on this Valentine's Day evening special?
And before we go, may I talk about Grindhouse a little bit?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Like I said, Grindhouse Pro Wrestling is my home. It's definitely the place to be if you want to be a wrestler, a manager, a referee. It doesn't matter. They're the place. Rudy Switchblade, Too Tough Tony, Aaron LaMotta, all three of those guys are best in that area to learn from. So definitely go and go check out our shows every single Sunday. We're going to be having a huge show. Like I said, it's me versus Billy Starks in a rematch, which is March 16th. It will be called Rise. Head there, check that out. Every single Saturday show that we have an every single Sunday show. Doors open at 2, bell time is 3. Definitely, definitely, definitely check out those shows. Please, in advance, and you can see your favorite girl every single Sunday at Grindhouse Pro Wrestling. That's pretty much it.
Well, I was going to say, who wouldn't want to see Charlie Cruel every Sunday beating somebody up? I mean, if you don't want to see that, then you're a complete fool. Every Sunday, jump on that. Seriously, get on it. Charlie Cruel, every Sunday.
I've had fans that traveled like 3 hours to come see me on a Sunday show at Grindhouse. So that just proves that, like, it's definitely the place to be. I wouldn't want to travel to a show if it wasn't going to be anything special. Like, I mean, every single, like, we're all rookies and we're all new there at Grindhouse that wrestles, unless you're like one of the trainers or something like that. But, and we're all different, you know, we all come in different shapes, sizes, different gimmicks, whatever. You know, it's something special. So
I'm really a firm believer that differences amongst people, talent attracts. And that's a big thing, of course, in wrestling when everybody's different. I believe it sells tickets. Everybody can't be the same. If everybody was the same and people come to the show and see that, they're like, well, I don't know. They just look exactly alike. And that's a really good point that you brought up as well.
Definitely. But thank you so much for having me again. I love being on podcasts because I like sharing my stories and I love sharing what shows I'm going to have coming up and all of this and, you know, who I'm going to dominate next and where I'm going to dominate next, where you can see me, you know, add more blood to my entire body from victims that I completely dominated. It's very special. I love doing podcasts, so thank you so much for having me again.
Well, I have to say definitely, Ms. Charlie, it's an honor always to have you on Between the Ropes Radio, and I mean, thank you for showing your love for me and for the show. As always, it's just an honor. You're just awesome, just a terrific talent. I'm definitely here to support you in any way possible, and every time we get together, we talk on the show, is definitely great, and I can't wait to round number three when you come back on ways down the road. But most importantly, God bless. You know, I'm proud of you. And like I said, you're always welcome back from Between the Ropes Radio because this is your home.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much.
And most importantly, have a great Valentine's Day night and be safe.
Love is cruel. Why would I celebrate anything with Valentine's Day? Love sucks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you know, that's true. Yeah, it's just give love a big yucky. So I mean, like, we had to do that here on Between the Ropes Radio because tonight on Between the Ropes Radio was no love here. It was cruel tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. I'm your boy. Yeah, definitely, because my live guest tonight was Miss, the one and only, the Miss Charlie Cruel. Ms. Cruel, thank you very, very much.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Tonight,
Between the Ropes
love
Radio
can be cruel. Yeah. My live guest tonight, making her return to Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Charlie Cruel. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Have a great evening. Hey, love yourself. Love each other. Be sure to check out the next episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And again, my live guest tonight was Miss Charlie Cruel. Check out this young lady. She's doing big things in the world of professional wrestling. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. Love can be cruel. I'm Ty Asbury. And I'm out. Peace. Between the Ropes Radio Show. Between the Ropes. Nothing else.